All right, we back, y'all. We back with the second live. Salute to the two live crew, son. We got some stuff to talk about today. Let me shout my man BP out. Thank you, BP, for the donation. I didn't get you last time, man, but I appreciate you, BP, for the cash up. Like I said, if you want to support this channel, you feel me? You know, I greatly appreciate everybody, man. So, like I say, man, thank you, man, for real, for real. If you would like to get on the Patreon, make sure that y'all tap in with the Patreon, man. The scariest movie ever. You know what I'm saying? It's about the Mark of the Beast and all of that. And then we got this video dropping tomorrow. All right? I'm going to put this on YouTube tomorrow for y'all. We're going to premiere this joint first thing in the morning. You heard? And then make sure y'all go check in with Satanic Music Industry Exposed, part 1 of 15. We getting it done, y'all. I got some interesting topics coming. We're going to keep talking about artists and going to different sectors, all right, of the music business and all other forms of art and entertainment, all right? So we ain't done yet, y'all. We got more work to do, all right? Shout some people out in the Chiznat, you heard? Salute Mark Olivares. He said, first, what's popping? I ain't never seen you before, man. Salute Mark Olivares, man. DJ Amero, what's popping? Perry Fogs, North Park Hazy, LJ the King, what's popping? Martin Medjay, what's popping? Jameek, AM1R215, Yizzo, what's popping? Mar-R, Real Truth, Real Growth. He said, okay, what you got today? Yeah, we got some stuff. Double D, oh, salute Sully, what's popping from London, what's going on? Salute to all my mates out there in the UK, mate, you know what I'm saying? Double D Animations, yo, Jay, Wagwan, brother, 2 Live Crew, salute to everybody from the 2 Live Crew, man. We try to do 2 lives every other day, because you two be playing with me, son, so we're going to keep our foot on their neck. They won't stop nothing over here, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to stop nothing over here, you feel me? So salute to everybody that's a part of the 2 Live Crew, you know what I'm saying? That ain't just, you know, tapping in just to be nosy and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all. All right, so let me get y'all up here on the screen properly. So now we got some topics to talk about today, y'all. Some really interesting topics to talk about, all right? Now, as we know, the solar eclipse was yesterday. All right, now, I ain't gonna front. I got skylights in my crib, and the sun usually beam down from the skylight, right? I didn't see nothing cover the sun. I'm gonna be for real with you. The most it did was get cloudy like it was about to rain. You know what I'm saying? And then, next thing you know, it just went back to normal real quick, right? But I didn't see nothing. They told us don't look at the sun. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I didn't really see nothing cover, you know, the sun, you know what I'm saying? And then I was watching it on, you know, fake NASA. I was watching it on their YouTube channel, but in Texas, it went completely dark. Now, if you in Texas, right, let me know if it went dark where you was at, because it just got cloudy, and then it just went back to normal. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But interestingly enough, while that was happening, a strange aircraft was spotted, okay, during this event. Now, salute to Miss Malia 420, all right, for giving me the news that NASA was going to be firing off some rockets yesterday during this solar eclipse. All right. Now, I know some of y'all, you don't believe in this type of stuff. And I get it. I don't believe in green men walking around on the earth either. All right. I'm tin for you, but not that tin for you. But I do believe in spacecrafts, UFOs, you know, certain devices that these people are making by way of portals. All right. Tapping into certain portals and stuff like that. To get this going. Salute Lyricist, what's popping? Looked like it was about to rain over here in NC. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see it go completely black. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't supposed to, But it did get really dark. You know what I'm saying? Not completely dark. Like, not nighttime dark. You know what I mean? My phone didn't go out. Okay? There was no terroristic threat. Like I said, it could have been a hoax. Right? I said that, right? But, you know, you had some people. The one thing I did notice that was strange, though, was there was a lot of people outside yesterday. Just walking around. I don't care where you were in the world yesterday. There was a lot of people just walking around. More people than usual. Like, way more people than usual. So, I don't know. Maybe some people called out of work to see it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it was kind of crazy. So, we got some footage today, y'all. And then we're going to talk about that. Now, also, we're going to talk about Denzel Washington. Now, recently, Denzel Washington was on a podcast, and he basically repented. Now, I don't know his spiritual beliefs, but I do know he was, or still is, in Hollywood, all right? We gonna play that video, too. And then also, we got some interesting topics to talk about towards the end of this video, y'all. But I want to show y'all this. Now, for all my people that say, yo, I'm moving back to Africa, right? You moving back to Africa? All right, so it says psychoactive D-rug made from human bones that has seen addicts digging up graves to get high leads to Sierra Leone declaring national emergency. You know what I'm saying? National emergency as zombie narcotic sweeps through West Africa, illing a dozen a month. If I were you, I would not go over there right now. And salute to all my people from South Africa. I rock with y'all. All right. For those that don't involve themselves in this type of nonsense, I rock with y'all. Okay. But you got to be careful going over to these countries over here. All right, because you going over there, you get your behind poison, eating some food you don't know nothing about, or get grinded up in the blender and get smoked by these people. All right, you're not safe nowhere. All right, you're not safe anywhere in this world. All right, so I mean, salute to all my people that want to go back to Africa. I feel you. But you might want to do your due diligence before you do that, all right? Just saying. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. You feel me? Everybody want to run from something. What you're running from? Now, let's get to this UFO clip here. Let's play this real quick.
Bruh.
Look, there's something flying through the air. What the fuck was that?
Was that fire?
What the fuck was that?
Yo, what the fuck?
Aliens.
Yo.
Bruh. Look, there's something flying through the air.
What the fuck was that?
Yo, what the fuck?
Aliens. That was interesting. Salute to my man Xavier, man. I appreciate you, dog. Thank you, Xavier. A big shout out to Xavier. He sponsored this live, man. I don't know. Some strange reason, y'all was showing support when I was talking about the toxic stuff last week. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I should switch it up. I might switch it up. You know what I mean? I might switch it up. I might get corny, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I might. You know what I mean? You know, whatever. I got to get the people what they want. If they tired of hearing about this stuff, hey, who am I to judge, right? Let me read what y'all talking about in the chat. Xavier, what's popping? Thank you, Xavier, man. Salute to you, man. Daniel Jacob said, you talking trash, Jay. They don't want to hear the truth. Whenever I tell my truth, they get mad. You talking trash, Jay. I ain't talking no trash. I'm just telling you, before you go over there, you better be careful, son. All right? Y'all always quick to run over there, passport bro, passport sis. And next thing you know, you're gonna end up being smoked by these people, son. And I don't mean smoke like pow pow. I mean smoke like light you up in a backwoods somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They taking that whole put them in the backwoods seriously. They taking this seriously. You know when they took that, I'm going to put them in the backwood. You know what I'm saying? Light up my ops. They taking that serious over there, son. They taking that stuff serious over there. All right? They not playing with people. Light you up in the backwood, put you in the backwood over there. You know what I'm saying? You playing around. Go over there trying to eat some foo-foo. Next thing you know, you end up cuckoo. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat, man. Yeah, J Monster Beast, what's Poppy said? They be playing with the atmosphere too much. Oh, that I mean, now, let me be honest with y'all. Some people gonna say it's fake. I read some comments. People said, yo, that's an airplane. But where did it go, though? You know what I'm saying? If an airplane goes across the sky, you can see it until you can't see it no more, till it leaves your vision. You get what I'm saying? But the whole fact is that that joint disappeared. And it was shooting across the sky faster than normal. Now, I don't know. I'm going to just be honest with y'all. With them playing with certain stuff and you seeing all of this crap going on, you know what I'm saying, out here in the world, I do. And this is why they told people don't look up. Don't look at the sun, because we're going to be trying some stuff and you may see something. So wear these dark glasses that don't do nothing, okay? They ain't nothing but no 3D shades that we used to get at the movie theaters. That's all they are. You understand? It's a bunch of plastic film on some cardboard, all right? They ain't going to prevent you from doing nothing. You wanted to see that, you should have put on the Stevie Wonder glasses. You know the glasses they give you when you get cataract? That's what you had to have on. But I don't trust, you know, all of that stuff, the stuff flying across the sky. It's, you know what I'm saying? It you know, these people are wicked, man. Yeah, he said, look, he said, Anthony Sutton, salute. He said, I work at an AP. That ain't no goddamn plane, laugh at my ass. That's what I'm saying. But see, they're going to tell you that that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? And whoever recorded this, you see, they told you don't record the solar eclipse. That's what it said. It'll break your camera phone. That's what they told you. All right? They said, don't look up and don't record it. All right? They said that for a reason. Next thing you know, now all of a sudden we seeing stuff flying and people catching it on camera. Like, what games are they playing with us over here, man? You know what I'm saying? What games are they playing? They record Lacey Lavender, what's popping? Oh, I like your new picture, Lacey Lavender. Salute. They record some of those eclipse glasses because they don't meet ISO regulations. I didn't know that, man. I didn't know that. Antonio said they didn't release the demon. That's a possibility too. That is a possibility too, man. I want y'all to look up something called Mercury retrograde. If you can, just go on YouTube and look up or TikTok, whatever. Look up what Mercury retrograde is. All right, and that'll explain why people is in a bad mood these days. All right, it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. Kevin Thomas, he said, BS, I recorded it. Yo, for real, man. Phone works fine. They told us a bunch of crap, talking about don't record it. If you record it, it could break your camera. And then I seen the lady come out talking about she was a shill. Y'all know what shills are, right? They like people that's fake. So it was an African lady, and she swore up and down that she looked at the solar eclipse a few years ago, and her eyes was messed up. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep people, but they paid her to do that. You know what I'm saying? They paid her to do that. Miss Mocha K, what's popping? She said, yeah, I have good footage from yesterday. That's good. I want to know if y'all seen, did y'all see anything strange up in the sky? You know what I'm saying? Like, did y'all witness anything strange besides it being cloudy? You know what I'm saying? A lot of animals was going away, but that's only because they get confused. When they see the sun is gone, they thrive off the sun. So when the sun is gone, even if it's about to rain, they get the heck out of Dodge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said, Kelly Goodman said they lied. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just know when they start playing with stuff in the sky, they tell us, don't look up. You know, it's usually because they're planning some crap. You know what I'm saying? Salute, Amero, for real, man. That was the best experience ever. Yo, Amero, I sent you a few beats. I sent a few of y'all some beats, man. If y'all can, just if you sent me a track, check your email so we can get this compilation album done, man. You know what I'm saying? Shades of Shay said, I'm waiting to see the new Serial Illas out after this eclipse. I'm gonna talk about this what before we go into something else. Like, look at this, y'all. And I put this in the thing on my Patreon, right? But look at this. So they saying that hypersexual zombie cicadas that are infected with sexually transmitted fungus expected to emerge this year. Now they talking about certain parts of America gonna be getting a swarm of these cicadas. Yes, I know it looks disgusting. I'm sorry if you at lunch right now. But they saying that certain parts of America is going to be swarmed with these cicadas. So I don't know if these things are carrying some type of fungus or some type of zombie nonsense. But we already see what's going on. They got people out here turning into zombies, just smoking bones, human bones, son. You know what I'm saying? So, we ain't far off from that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just be careful, man. These things are out here for a reason. It's not making me itch, bro. I gotta take this off. I'm sorry, y'all, but I just wanted to drop that news. All right, so let's get into Denzel Washington repenting to God. All right, Denzel Washington recently was on a podcast, and you know, he spoke about some real things. All right, but I'm gonna play this for y'all, and then we gonna talk about, you know, how I feel about this. Let's get to Denzel real quick, y'all.
God is sending us a message, you know, and it's a fascinating 1-2 punch we've had so far. The Lord knows where we're headed, and only God knows where we're headed. So we're being forced to deal with powers higher than ourselves, whether we like it or not. We better open our eyes and look at the reality of what's going on.
Amen.
It's not a joke.
Now, salute to Denzel Washington. I know some of y'all said in the previous live, like he, when he filmed that movie Glory, he admitted on camera that he became spiritually possessed. Now, I don't know his religion, but nobody can't find Denzel in the dress. Nobody can find Denzel doing no weird, you know, you sacrifice. His kid, his son is still around. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know his prayer. He probably been to them parties. The most I heard about Denzel was that he got shot in the ass in Training Day. Supposedly that was a ritual that nobody else had to go through. You know what I'm saying? But I really think that, you know, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm not trying to, you know, put no funny nonsense on it. But a lot of these entertainers, you know, salute to him for having his belief. But a lot of these entertainers, when they reach in that certain time where they know that contract is about to be null and void, all right, they want to become closer to the Most High. And the reason why they do this is like they have an epiphany, right? They realize that all of the success and fame and the misleading that they done throughout their career, they realize like, yo, you know, I did a lot of dirt out here and I got to get right with God. Now, like I said, salute to Denzel Washington, you know what I'm saying, for repenting and giving his life to God. You know what I'm saying? You know, I wish that a lot of people would follow his footsteps, you know, which a lot of Hollywood people love, you know what I mean? But, you know, I really feel like, you know, maybe he knows something that, you know, something's coming. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I'm not wishing that on the man, but, you know, I don't know his religion or with his preferences or what he's involved in. But he was in Hollywood for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? We've never seen them do no suspect scenes. I've never seen them do no suspect movie scenes. You know what I'm saying? So maybe Denzel was one of them people that thrived just off of his talent. You know what I'm saying? Not like I told y'all all the time. A lot of these entertainers are in it, but not everybody has to participate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he just knew some stuff. Maybe he did. Maybe he was a wizard back in the day. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But he did say when he was interviewed for that movie Glory that he became spiritually possessed. And that's how he got that Oscar. All right? He said it. He said it out there. You can look it up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all could find that clip, just go and type in Denzel Washington Glory interview or something like that. And, you know, he got that Oscar. You know what I'm saying? He got that Oscar. So, salute to everybody in the chat. He said, Shays of Shay said, I don't trust none of them. You're in that circle too, Denzy. Hope he's genuine with his repentance. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're not going to let none of this slide. But at the end of the day, you know, and that's a good point, Shays of Shay, because let me tell you, a lot of these celebrities, they use God to get more, you know what I'm saying, to get more people flowing towards them. Like, you got these Boonk Gang and Krishan Rocks and Whoa Vickies. You know what I'm saying? They run to Christianity or whatever to get people to get on their side. You know what I'm saying? And they just scream Jesus all the time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that's an easy way for them. Shit, Mace did it. Mace been doing that for years. You don't hear him talk about Jesus at all on that podcast, do you? He don't never mention Jesus no more. You know what I'm saying? But he was preaching that stuff back in the day. We didn't forget about that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't. Oh, yeah. T. Combs said Mace and Snoop. Exactly. 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 Yep. Mace and Snoop and Kanye, too. You know what I'm saying? And Kanye as well. So, I mean, I just hope, like she said, he's very genuine with his response. And, I get it. Like, I understand. You know, so like I said, some people could be, he could be at that point where it's like, yo, I done did a lot in this industry, and I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I am done. All right? I got enough money now. You know, this stuff ain't even worth nothing. I'm done. Okay? The fact that he hasn't shaved just lets you know he's on a journey right now. You know what I'm saying? He's on a journey. All right. So, let's have a little fun, y'all. Let's have a little fun. All right? Now, this is going to take a little quick narrative, right? But I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen, America is a scam. It's a scam, y'all. It is a scam. Did y'all know this? Did y'all know this? I just want to know, did y'all know this? Because I just recently found this out. I'm not even going to lie to you. Mortgage. So all you people out there say, I own my home and all that stuff, right? This is crazy. Mortgage is derived via Norman French, which is how it worked its way into the English legal system. The mort part is from the Latin, the gage part is from the French, which word meaning a pledge or deal. So putting the two roots together, you get mortgage, i.e. death pledge. I did not know that mortgage meant death pledge, bro. Which makes sense, because if you doing this, you get a mortgage for 30 years and you say, I'm going to take out a mortgage at 30. I'm not hating on nobody that, you know what I'm saying? Get it how you live. But you take out a mortgage at 30, by the time it's time for you to retire, if you even make it to retirement, you get what I'm saying? They get the house back if you don't pay that shit off. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Mortgage equals death pledge. How did the French did this? This is why I'm saying, like, I marriage, mortgage, it's all a scammage. You know what I'm saying? It's all a scammage. Like, what is going on? Yeah, Nikki Picky, salute. Contract, yeah. Macho Mira, salute, man. Thank you for the super chat. He says, salute and blessings to everyone in the chat. You heard? Salute, man. Thank you for that super chat, man. That's crazy, though. This is, I'm going to be honest with y'all. This, I didn't know this. I can't even front like I did. But to know that that equals death, death pledge is wild. Yeah, mort in French means dead. Man, by the time you pay that ish off, you'll be dead. And the only thing you could do is give it to your kids. Then when your kids get old enough, they just gonna sell the house. So you did it for what? When that dude Klaus Schwab said you will own nothing, it doesn't matter because we don't own nothing anyway. You don't own it anyway. You know what I'm saying? You don't own nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't own nothing. That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. Talking about some, yeah, I'm gonna give my house to my kids. All right, and then guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna sell that house and buy a bunch of crack with it. That's what they're gonna do. All right, let's talk about this. Let's have some fun, y'all. So, to all the ladies in the chat, I just want to know, is this true? And fellas, all right, fellas, we dropping the ball, y'all. We gotta do better, y'all. We gots to do better. Let's play this clip, though.
Jailbirds are up one.
Y'all dudes that's on the streets, y'all gotta step y'all game up. Y'all are losing to these dudes that's in the damn prison system, okay? I was on TikTok last night, and I ran across a live. It was like four dudes that was in the feds. So I just tapped in to be nosy to see what they were talking about. Do y'all know it's like it was thousands of girls on there, like being so thirsty, asking these locked up dudes, oh, what's your J-Pay? I want to send you some money. I want to come see you. I want to be your pen pal. Like, has the dating pool become that bad that we got to reach out to niggas that's locked up for love? And these winning. Like, they taking all the bad ones too. Like, y'all dudes on the streets got to step y'all game up. Y'all are losing terribly to some niggas in the penitentiary. What? That's wild. And don't be mad at me. I'm just saying. I guess they loving the jail talk right now. I don't know. It's working. Whatever they saying and whatever they doing, it's working. Every other female I know is dealing with some dude in prison. I don't know. But it speaks volumes about y'all dudes on the streets.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And she made sure to flash that ring like, I ain't talking about me. She married. She made sure she flashed that ring, y'all, didn't she? I ain't talking about me. That's crazy, man. That's a little crazy. You see what they said? Yeah, Mar R said, let me read y'all in the chat. Hold on, I got the girl, let them. Yeah, pimp pal. Lyricist said, pimp pal. Wow. Pimp pal. Cino said, nah, them broads just weird. Yo, but believe it or not, we had this conversation, y'all, the other day, remember? And we was talking about that, man. You know what I'm saying? They prefer the bad boys for some strange reason. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want the men out here. J Monster B said, because they don't want the men out here. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know, man. That is a good point. I guess you're right. I mean, yeah, you are right. Salute, Cat N Way. I butchered your name before. Low key, this is why I prefer etymology. He said, not hating on gematria, but dates can be confusing. By the way, my name pronounced Cat N Way. Salute to you, man. Yeah, I don't get into the gematria thing. Like I tell people all the time. I used to study numerology. But I don't get into the gematria thing with the dates. I know that people in power definitely use numbers to get things done. But yeah, salute to everybody that deals with that, man. Nick Taylor said they love criminals because they can't grow up. Yeah, maybe the men don't want them. Ever think about that? Yeah, but listen, this is why I truly believe that video was made. All right, this is exactly why. Let's play this real quick.
Outside Waffle House, y'all. My baby dad got another job interview. He didn't want to work at McDonald's.
Chill out, bro.
You doing chill. Too much. No. Got him a job interview up here at the Waffle House because I got a homegirl that work up here, so she was able to get him the interview, right?
Oh, chill, bro.
I done pulled all the way up here to the Waffle House. And this boy gonna sit here and tell me he not finna get out and he not finna go in because he don't wanna work at the Waffle House. That's embarrassing.
Here, bro. I'm not finna do that,
like,
bro.
What is you talking about? I'm sick of all this. Oh, that's embarrassing here. Stuff. Like, no, like, what do you mean? We need money.
Bro, I'm we not need finna money. Do this. We need you income. Trying to force it, bro. I'm not we need an do income. This.
You're not making this, no type of money, bro. All you do is want to sit on your butt and think I'm supposed to pay for everything, bro.
No, bro.
You think I'm supposed to pay for everything? I'm supposed to provide, support you. Like, this is getting too much on me, bro. I'm only one person. I have a lot of responsibilities. Like, I'm tired of this.
It's Waffle House, bro. Like, I'm not busy.
Okay, we just need. It don't matter if it gets too busy. Work the shift that's not busy, bro. We need extra income. Every job I'm putting you on, you're not working it. You're not even going into the interview. You're wasting my gas by having to come up here.
And I
came up here for you to go to this interview, and you can't even get out of the car to go in the interview, bro.
I know what they gonna say.
I wasted my gas. Like, what do you mean,
bro? I'm not.
What do you mean? You know what they gonna say? You don't know what they gonna say?
No, bro. I know they.
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna front. I know that wasn't no skit or nothing, because she started to, you could hear her, she was about to cry towards the end of that. She was about to cry. You know what I'm saying? Let me read what y'all talking about in the chat. How y'all feel about this? Jay, this little girl and her baby daddy do skits all day on TikTok. Oh, for real? She sounded like she was about to cry. I don't know. It could be fake. It could be. I don't know. But that's kind of crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? That is kind of crazy. But salute. If that was fake, they got me. You know what I'm saying? They got me good. Big B said excuses. Yeah, man. Because this is why I really feel like a lot of women turning towards the jail dudes. Because they know, all right, at least he's going to go out there and risk his freedom to buy me a Gucci bag. You know what I'm saying? That's how I really be, though. That's how I really be. Money Moosa said, bum. Hell. Yeah, they said, yeah. Miss Mocha said, girl, just leave him, period. I mean, they got a kid together, so she's stuck with him, right? You know what I'm saying? She's stuck with him. Kevin Thomas said, it's a skit. Damn, I don't know. I don't know if Deja is capping, because she be trolling, so I don't know if she's capping or not. She do be trolling a lot. You know what I mean? She just trying to get attention. Let's see. Queen Lolita said, my first husband told me a job was going to kill him. I am so serious, guys. It was effing unbearable. Yeah, man. It just be like, you know, I don't know, man. Sometimes you know, and they look young, so maybe she made the wrong decision, you know, and got caught up in the physical attraction, right? The physical attraction. And not the hustle or the grind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of young women do that. They get caught in the physical attraction, and then, you know, when the dude is like, yo, I need $20 for some gas, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, I'm tired of this. What you want him to do? You've been doing everything to keep the man around. You created that monster. You know what I'm saying? You created that monster. Yeah, JL DeLow said, he said, bros just be having anxiety. You know, them bosses be I don't know. I worked 12 shifts and my BM wasn't satisfied. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. Jay Stacks Calhoun said, I stay working. Gotta get that bread. Yeah, Jay Stacks got all them kids. You can't, fam. You got all them damn kids. Brando Two Top said he could just get a plant job. I ain't doing Waffle House either. I mean, I feel people on that because, you know them. And I don't want to shade nobody, but there's no benefit coming from that. You know what I'm saying? Those type of situations, there ain't no benefits coming from that, man. Like, you know. Long term, you can't save working that. You can't, you know, there's no 401k, no retirement plan. It's just like, you know, when they done with you, they done with you. You know what I'm saying? I've never heard of nobody retiring from McDonald's. If you know somebody, put it in the chat. But I've never heard of anyone retiring from McDonald's or Burger King. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. Kyoko, what's popping? Just go to the warehouse. Yeah, get you a temp job or something. Like, temp agencies be hiring all the time. If you can't get a job, just go to a temp agency. Like, you know what I'm saying? You skip all the hassle of going and finding a job. They just get you stuff. You know what I mean? I was a temp goon for mad long, son. I was a temp goon, son. That was my specialty. Oh, I need a job today. Go get a temp. You know what I'm saying? That's easy. You know what I mean? You ain't got to do nothing. They don't care. They hire anybody. They might take a little bit out your check, but at least you got a little gig. Perfectly Imperfect, what's popping? Anthony Sutton says, some women want you to have a job, but complain when they don't get enough attention. Meanwhile, you got women getting mad at mofos who won't get a job. Make a decision. Yeah, this is true. This is true. A lot of there's a lot of inconsistency in that situation. But you have to find, this is what I'm gonna say to y'all, man. You gotta find somebody who's satisfied with you. All right, whether you ain't got nothing or you got something. Because if you leave with your wallet, right, you can't get mad if she leave when you ain't got no more bread. Because you created that monster. I'm going to say this again. You created that monster. All right, you did. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to tell you the truth. Yeah, baby, if I fall on hard times, you always going to be there? Of course. Of course I will. I'm not with you for money. Of course. And then when you fall on hard times, you're like, wait, where you going? But that's the life we live in. Go get your CDL. Yeah, it be like that, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Appreciate y'all. I just want to do a quick live, man, and talk about this. We're going to play this UFO thing real quick, and then I'm going to read some of y'all chat, and we up out of here, man, because y'all don't like hearing me talk. What y'all think, man? I think, because I can't front, that's not CGI. You know what I'm saying? That was not CGI. I know they're going to say, it's CGI. There's no way that everybody was able to see that. And how do you CGI TikTok video? I just want to know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Mar R said, I don't see it. Yeah, it's quick. It's very quick, but you know what I'm saying? You got to catch it, man. They said they don't see it. Oh, man. Y'all didn't see it, man? They said, Echo said, I wonder if this footage is doctored. A lot of people were saying that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were saying that. Was it doctored or was it a false video? Then some people said it was an airplane. But I don't buy the airplane story because when a plane goes through the clouds, you could see it leave. At least that video, you couldn't see it leave. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't see it leave at all. I don't know. So the fact that it was up there and, you know, they told people, don't look in the sky. Don't look up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, don't look up. You know what I'm saying? They trying certain stuff, man. They trying certain stuff. I'm just going to be honest, man. LT Hulk said, fallen angels, man. Yeah, they ain't fell yet. You know what I'm saying? But they here. They ain't fell yet. Why is my comment going up? You probably put some nonsense in there. And if you spam the chat, one of my snipers will get you, Short Bus 12. All right? It's one of my snipers will get you up out of here. They said, J Monster B said, I seen it disappear. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That didn't look too normal to me. Dior Shakur. I like that name, Dior Shakur. That's fire. Like I said before, it's the fallen angels, not UFOs. Yo. So now, if we're gonna go into the whole topic of it being CERN, right, with them shooting stuff and using portals, right? What do you think their plans are for these beings? Because apparently they're letting these things go out in the wilderness and in the world, right? Maybe these things are here to create havoc. You understand? To cause turmoil and havoc. You know what I mean? Make people go crazy. You know what I mean? Just a thought. I don't want to go too far out, but just a thought, son. You know what I mean? Dartmouth said, how many of yous felt sick yesterday? I don't know. I didn't feel nothing. I was just like, man, what's going on? It just got real cloudy and that was it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see nothing go over, nothing. I didn't see no diamond ring or whatever they called it. I didn't see none of that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see any of it. But I did feel that earthquake, though. I felt that earthquake, and that was crazy. That definitely was crazy. So if they shooting stuff at the ground or up in the sky, either way, I know for a fact that certain things are going on and it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? It's not normal at all. But salute y'all, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate all of y'all, man. Salute to Xavier. Thank you, Xavier, my mans. What he said? Oh, he ain't say nothing. Okay, I ain't say nothing. Okay, alright, well. Felt like throwing up. My wife had a headache after 2. Dang, did y'all look at the thing? You looked at it? You looked directly at it? Yeah, they said drained energy feeling. Dang. So some people felt, some people felt tired. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know what? I got a point with that tired stuff. What day was that? That was, because today is Tuesday. That was Sunday. No. Saturday and Sunday, it was like I was tired, son. I couldn't get out of bed, son, to save me, son. I couldn't. It was crazy. I had to get coffee. That's how bad it was. I had to get me a coffee, son. It was bad. You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden that feeling is gone. So y'all on point with that feeling tired and sleepy. Yo, that's crazy. We all felt the same thing. That's kind of crazy, right? El Gringo said, I was mad tired. Yo, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, lyricist said, y'all drained all day. Yo, but now that made me think, what the heck was they doing? What was they doing? Was they draining our energy with this stuff, man? Because now I don't feel tired. I ain't going to front. I don't feel tired. That's kind of crazy that we all felt the same thing. Yeah, Kelly Goodman said, I was tired on Sunday too. Like, yo, it was like I couldn't get out of bed for some strange reason. It was like, dang. But the sleep felt amazing. It was like I was like, oh man, I don't want to get up. It was crazy, yo. Mishi Bless was popping. Yeah, that's crazy. Wolf for Life. I was under the weather on Saturday and Sunday as well. Still recovering. Man. Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, man. They said, I looked at it and felt fine. Should I be worried? Nah, man. I mean, if you can still see, you good. That's how I feel, man. If you can still see, you good. All right, man. Let me do my business real quick. We're going to be dropping this video tomorrow on the YouTube channel for y'all, man. Make sure y'all, please make sure your notification bell is set to all. All right. Definitely we're going to get this video out to y'all. Very important information, man. Don't miss out on this. All right, please. And then if y'all want to see, say the Satanic Music Industry Exposed Part 1-15, make sure y'all jump on the Patreon, man. I can't put this on YouTube because We showing music videos, movies, clips that people own. So we don't want to risk the channel being taken away by showing reused content. All right, so we're going to tread lightly with that. And make sure y'all check out the scariest movie ever, The Mark of the Beast. This is also available on Patreon, man. A lot of people said they rock with this video. We got like 200 videos up there on Patreon, man. You know what I'm saying? And more. You know what I'm saying? Just stuff I can't talk about on YouTube. It's uncensored stuff. So, you know, I seen somebody left a comment earlier about the jab. I can't talk about that. You don't even leave that comment in my section, bro. Like, if you want to talk about that on the Patreon, by all means, go ahead. I don't care, but don't over here, leave that stuff alone, bro. Leave that alone, man. All right, man. I love y'all all, man. Salute to everybody that catch the replay, man. Like I said, I'm gonna drop this video for y'all tomorrow. And what's today? We be back. I'll come back Thursday. Why not? All right, so be safe, y'all, man. Hope y'all be safe. And